I think the hardest thing for us to remember that none of us, especially the so-called prophets or messengers of the Lord, none of us really know the end date. But yet so many people have made a lot of money talking about the end, huh? We waited 1984, nothing happened. Then we talked about Y2K, nothing happened. And then the last one was 2012, nothing happened. You know, none of us know the end date. And the only thing that's very sure for us that each and every one of us have our own expiration date. We just don't know when. And this could happen to us anytime. And it's important for us to remember that that the Catholic Church has stood firm even though there were many civilizations, empires, and kingdoms came and went, rose and fell. Because the Church is the bridesmaid of Christ, she continues to remain here. And it's important for us to abide with the bridesmaid of Christ and abide with one another when trials and tribulations come, when hardships come. Why are we Catholic? Why do we remain in the Church? Why do we remain faithful to Christ? Because this is who we are. This is what we're called to be. To be faithful to Christ and to receive life from Him. No matter how hard the trials, the hardships, the tribulations might be. It's easy to call oneself Christian. It's easy to say that I believe in God. But it's very hard to remain faithful to Him. And each and every one of us have to answer that personally. What does it take for me to remain faithful to Christ? What does it take for me to die to myself so that Christ lives in me? In the Gospel according to St. Luke today, the Gospel of St. Luke was written about the year, let's say, 70 and 80 AD. So at that time, the Lucan community have already saw the destruction of the Jerusalem temple. Huh? Remember, the Romans came in and they totaled Jerusalem. They destroyed the temple. Where there was no stone upon another stone. And the only thing that is left of the temple right now is the Western Wall that when we go to Jerusalem, we see. So the Lucan community, the early Christian community, saw that happening to them. And a part of their cultural and ancestral identity is now gone. Imagine the crisis that must have happened. Imagine the question that arose. Imagine the willingness that they have to abide by Christ, to recognize that this might be something that we identified with in the past, part of our faith that Jesus was once a Jew, but our faith is in Christ Jesus, and we continue to have to live on, and we continue to have to be faithful, and we continue to have to grow. It's important that we remember this, my brothers and sisters, when we hear trials and tribulations or things that are happening right now. We might not give in to hopelessness or despair, else the devil has won. We need to find hope in Christ Jesus and continue to grow where He has planted us. This is who we are as Christians. We are spiritual Israelites. Go back to the word Israel, the one who struggled with God. We might struggle in our faith. We might question His timing and His goodness, but we should never be hopeless. Else the devil wins. Today, the Church in America celebrate in particular Blessed Miguel Pro. If you haven't seen that movie For Greater Glory that Father Arthur talked about on Sunday, go rent it. Or I believe it's on one of the streaming services though. But the church in Mexico, in the beginning of the 20th century, went through a lot of persecution. because they were trying to separate church and state. And priests and religious were killed in such a big number. And plus, Miguel Pro was a good Jesuit. A good Jesuit. And so, but his health was always poor. So they sent him first to Spain, to Europe, to escape the persecution. But he went back. And during that time, a priest couldn't wear their clerics, so he was in his own civilian clothes, right? But he would always carry the Eucharist with him. And he would go around and anoint people and celebrate Mass privately for those who desire the sacraments. And of course, he was falsely accused of assassinating the president. So the only judgment that was given to him is death by firing squad. And the famous picture that we have seen of the firing squad with him was used by the government in order to intimidate Catholics, to tell them that don't you dare to do this. So it was posted all around the nation to scare tactics, right? But it didn't scare the Catholics. It worked the other way. And his cry before he was shot to death was Viva Cristo Rey. Long live Christ the King. Viva Cristo Rey. So who is our King? Who is our end? Who is our hope? Who do we belong to? And why do we love? Why do we stay? And why are we Catholic? All these questions are important. And may we follow the example of Blessed Miguel Pro to know that even when we're weak, even when our health isn't good with all our limitations and shortcomings, as long as we love Christ, Christ will always live in us. Long live Christ the King.